It's time for the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Vandemark, a trusted name in jewelry. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. We get a chance to see what Dave has been up to and the CT has been covering this past week. Dave, I thought we would start with a story you did maybe it's outside your realm of coverage. A lot of times you do the court scene and different things that are taking place on a news event, but this was the Lifesaver Ball, the annual Cancer Society's Lifesavers Ball, where you got to kind of do an interesting story. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so this is something that is an annual event. Last year, because of the pandemic, there wasn't one. It was mostly virtual, and they didn't present what they like to call the Living Angel Award. Now, this is officially it's called the Dr. Alex and Maria Zoli Living Angel Award, but the American Cancer Society Lifesavers Ball is where this is given out each year, generally without interruption. This year went to an 81-year-old Elyria woman, Sally Whitfield, a very distant relation to Mayor Frank Whitfield, just to be clear. But Sally is a two-time cancer survivor. She has, I believe, six children, seven grandchildren. She was born in Florida, moved to Ohio when she was 12, almost 70 years ago. And she got this award because of her basically valiant efforts at fighting off cancer two times. She serves others. She's a woman of faith. She volunteers, both for cancer issues, for the Relay for Life Cancer Walk, the annual Survivors Dinner. She did a fashion show fundraiser. She does one-on-one counseling. She's involved in numerous different civic organizations throughout Elyria. And she was described by Dr. Alex Zoli as a powerful personality in a sweet and kind way. And she said that she was very happy to receive the award. She was very honored. And she said, when she first learned that she had cancer, she told her doctor, I'm not ready to go. I'm not ready to die. And her family said the same thing. And it was just really nice. She's been known as the Avon Lady as well, for being an Avon representative for more than 30 years. Just a very, very interesting person. She was very humbled and very appreciative, and said that she prayed that every day she gets to get up and talk about God and pray to God and that kind of thing. So it's really nice that she received this award. She was one of a number of recipients who were present, at Saturday's event.
Yeah, the annual American Cancer Society's Lifesavers Banquet. Good that they were able to get together. A lot of those type of events were put on hold for the last 2 years, so a lot of them are now kind of ramping up, getting back to speed. Let's talk about another one of the stories that you had covered, and this was one that appeared earlier this week involving Judge Raymond Ewers dismissing a murder and felonious assault charge. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, so if folks remember back to last summer, Ebony McElroy was an Elyria woman who was on trial for stabbing and killing another woman, Isis Bennett, with whom she was feuding. There was a romantic entanglement between Ebony's boyfriend and Isis, or at least in Ebony's mind, there potentially was, and there was fighting going on, back and forth arguments on Facebook, and back in May 2020, it came to a head, and almost 2 years ago now. And Isis Bennett went over to Ebony McElroy's house on Middle Avenue and ended up stabbed to death, dying from a knife wound. And Ebony went on trial, was found guilty by a jury of murder and felonious assault and tampering with evidence. But after her defense mounted a request, made a motion of the judge to possibly dismiss some of those charges, Judge Ewers said, you know what, there actually was a matter of self-defense going on here, and he did dismiss murder and felonious assault charges against Ebony McElroy. Basically said that Isis Bennett baited her into a confrontation, even though Ebony didn't want to have a confrontation. Ebony was very clear to Isis, in their messages online, stay away from my house, don't come here. And that was the only direct communication that they had before Isis and a friend showed up at Ebony's house and ISIS ended up on the losing end, losing end of the fight after Ebony armed herself. So the judge basically said that this is self-defense, and that the jury was incorrect when they convicted her of murder and felonious assault.
When you have a trial, something like this, and you feel as though it may have come to a conclusion, you just kind of have to keep an ear to the courts to see whether things like this come up again, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's one of those things where sometimes you'll get an appeal that comes out. You know, a decision on an appeal might come out, you know, months down the line or even a year down the line. I'm still waiting on a number of appeals in cases that I've covered, waiting for the appeals court to come out with their decisions. So, yeah, you just kind of have to keep an eye out, just kind of keep an ear, press to those doors and keep an eye out on the documents that are coming out of the courthouse. And this was one that was kind of a surprise. I mean, it just sort of came out of nowhere. Wasn't really expecting the decision. I spent most of the trial. I think almost every day of the trial, I was present, you know, taking notes and hearing testimony. So it was kind of surprising that all of a sudden here comes this decision.
Talk with Dave O'Brien of the Local Beat with O'Brien here on WEOL, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Looking at the Chronicle this week and with the Ukraine situation going on, the war that's taking place over there, as a newspaper, you've got sort of national news, but you try to localize things. What's the Chronicle been doing to kind of figure out how that story plays into the people of Lorain County?
Well, recently, Bruce, we've been talking to Ukrainian Americans. I mean, there's a significant number of them who live in Lorain County in northern Ohio, across the state of Ohio, but obviously primarily we're focusing on those in Lorain County. There are several Ukrainian Catholic churches or churches with large Ukrainian American populations in them, and just in talking with those folks, in talking with people who maybe came over here when they were very young, or they're first or second generation Ukrainian Americans. They're all very concerned, and we've been trying to reach out to as many of them as possible to try to hear their stories, hear their concerns, find out whether or not they're talking to family members back in Ukraine, whether they're talking to family members in a country that borders Ukraine, Hungary, Poland, a lot of Polish American families over here who are also helping out their Ukrainian neighbors, and that's kind of nice to see. So we're hearing a lot of those kinds of stories. Several of the political political groups, Illyria City Council and the county commissioners have been talking about Ukraine and what can be done over here to help out over there.
In fact, your commissioners meeting on Wednesday, I guess the start of that had quite a Ukrainian focus on it too.
Yes, it did. It was nice to see that they recognized what's going on over there. Father Stephen Palota, of St. John the Baptist Ukrainian Catholic Church up in Lorain, led a prayer at the beginning of the meeting, and he was talking about how there's a lot of Ukrainian Americans, Ukrainian Catholics in Parma. A lot of their families came here 5-6 decades ago or more sometimes. And he said the best thing to do right now is to reach out through churches, through maybe some charities, and basically they're looking for monetary donations, fiscal donations, send some cash over there where you can, when you can. You can go to you can search out Ukrainian Parma if you want to jump on Google, the Saint Joseph at Eparchy.com. STJOSAPHATEPARCHY.com, and you can Google that. I know that's quite a mouthful, but you can Google that. They have a donate button on their website, and you can help out those folks over in Ukraine who are suffering right now.
Talking with Dave O'Brien, the Chronicle-Telegram on our Local Beat. Well, as Rocco always likes to end the program, he always asks you for a scanner story. So what comes to mind for this week?
Well, I found a great one here off of Twitter from Jeremy Harris of KUTV out in Salt Lake City, Utah, which I guess we'll call our Western Western Bureau for the scanner stories right now. But he related how a call came into dispatch about, quote, we're getting more calls about that endurance training guy who is now crawling down the road, unquote.
He needs a little more endurance, apparently. He's lacking in that, I guess. Wow. So more than one. Well, at least people are concerned. So hopefully they were able to get him the help, and we'll find out, if his training routine maybe changes a little bit based on what's causing the problem over there in Salt Lake. Well, again, if people want to check out what's going on in the CT, what might be making the paper on today's edition that you might want to share with us today?
Well, again, a lot about what you can do, locally, talking about, Ukraine. I mean, that's the big international story, right? About what can we do for Ukraine? What's going on in Ukraine? Also some news out of Lorraine, my colleague, Carissa Wojtak, doing a lot of the lifting for, talking about, the city of Lorraine's, American Rescue Plan money, their fund plans, how that's going to work out. Some news out of Lorraine School. She's also working on that. We have news about the master plan for the Fireland School District. Oberlin City Council taking some action as well. So some news from around the county, and those last two probably coming from my colleague Jason Hawk. So we're going to have news from throughout Lorraine County at ChronicleT.com and in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time. Dave O'Brien with us on the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Vandemark, a trusted name in jewelry.